Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today's the 29th of October, and I wanted to talk about a bunch of different things, and something dawned on me today. And I was out doing some shopping, grocery shopping, and I'm always, you know, reading labels. And what I noticed today, more than ever, the stuff that I was buying before, some things had changed. The ingredients have changed, even altered and affected. Some of the stuff that I was eating before that was clean, and I hadn't bought the stuff in a while, decided to take a look at it and notice that there's been some changes. The thing that hit me was, we're always talking about synthetic, you know, synthesizing, artificial. A lot of artificial natural flavoring agents I saw in a lot of beverages. Something as simple as lemonade in a lot of products had artificial natural flavor. Like, what the hell are they giving you? See, don't assume that the natural flavor that they're talking about is lemons. That would be a stretch, a million mile stretch. And the reason why I'm presenting this to you is because there is this big push now to create synthetic meat. Now, I'm going to throw something out at you to show you how this word game is played here on you. When you hear the term synthetic meat, what's the first thing that comes into your mind? Think about that for a second. We are going to now get rid of the cows because cow farts and cow shit is causing a carbon imbalance on the planet that is causing the planet to tip on its scale. So now we, the scientists, are going to come up with a new form of meat, a meat that won't affect the environment. We're going to give you a synthetic meat. Now, what does that sound like? Sound like artificial meat? You would be wrong. Synthetic meat is a product that's being assembled or created to simulate some other, in this case, simulate meat products. But they are there to, again, put together, and they are there to, again, to form some kind of abstract entity or other materials, whatever they are trying to synthesize. When we are saying we're synthesizing B1 from rice kernels, in other words, we're taking rice kernels and we're taking that B1 out in the lab through chemistry to pull out that specific component out of that rice polishing, the skin around the rice. It's not that it's a synthetic, it's a process of creating something with the materials that you have, or adding materials to create a new material. That's what the word synthesize means. So we're talking about synthesizing something. It does not necessarily mean that it is artificial. It can be synthetic in the sense that it has been formed or created or built through chemistry or through some other physics or other means, even through nano. Now, what if the meat that they're talking about synthesizing, again, not artificial, synthesizing, creating in a lab through chemistry or through other means, what if the synthesizing that they're talking about is taking aborted babies and extracting the proteins out of these babies to form meat? Anybody think of that? I did. I was thinking today that this whole concept of, you know, this whole anti-meat campaign is designed to get people that do eat meat, who are meat eaters and who aren't going to surrender eating meat, and I'm one of those. You know, I will tell the vegans and kiss my Mediterranean backside in a heartbeat over that one, because they're so damn stupid, they couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro. But I'm one of those guys that will not give up eating meat or duck or chicken or goose or lamb or anything of this nature. I have no problem eating these animals. I don't believe they're affecting the environment in any way, shape, or form negatively. In fact, it's the contrary. Cows actually do more for the environment than almost any other animal out there as far as consuming the grasses, processing the grasses, and then releasing bacteria from their colon and the materials that didn't completely break down back into the ecosystem that can revitalize the soil. Sheep do the same thing, so do goats, so do other animals. So I have no problem eating a goat, a sheep, a lamb, a deer, a moose, chicken, duck, goose, pheasant. I have no problem in that. But when we're talking synthesizing meat, the question now arises, where are they getting these proteins in order to synthesize or to create this meat product? Not getting it from cows, and soy isn't meat, even though now they're trying to get this is something that's really funny. The more things change, the more they stay the same. When you look back 40 and 50 years ago, when they came out with these tofu burgers and these tofu sausages and these tofu hot dogs that supposedly had to taste the meat, they tasted like shit then, and they taste like shit now. The only difference is now they've added more MSG and sugar to the products to mask the taste. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you lose your mind, you lose your thymus, you lose your esophagus, you lose your pancreas, you lose your stomach, you lose your colon, and eventually you wind up being lost. It's a wonder, true wonder, when you sit there and analyze this nonsense about, oh, you meat eater, you, or the environment, oh God, the environment, oh. If cow gas is going to cause a problem in the environment, then that means that because of some stupid vegan, we cut down so many trees that now we don't have enough trees to collect that carbon footprint that the cow is presenting. That's the real problem. And when we're talking about synthesizing meat for consumption, now you have to ask this question, where is the proteins coming from? Are they coming from soy? Well, now we're really screwed. Soy is a poison plant. It's in the poison plant database in the FDA system. They spray glyphosates on it. They spray nanosilver on it. They spray silica on it. They spray smart dust on it. It is the most poisonous food you could eat anywhere, the way it's being synthesized. So now those aminos and whatnot coming from these plants are now contaminated with technology. Ho ho ho. So now we have to look for another source, possibly. Oh, let's look at pea protein. Well, not really, because pea protein is the same as soy. Highly estrogenic, high phytate content, completely saturated with all kinds of chemical sprays. Glyphosates, nanosilver, silica, smart dust, smart sensors, smart bots. And the protein and the amount of peas and soy you would have to use to synthesize the protein that's required to feed the general population, it would be the law of diminishing returns, because you couldn't get enough to do it. Wow. What do we have an abundance of on this planet? We have so close, according to them, 7 billion people. Well, we have an abundance of 7 billion people. And we probably got 1/7 to maybe 2/7 of these people in the world are getting rid of their babies, aborted babies. They're already buying them in China. They're already buying them in Turkey. They're buying them in Asia. They got them on the black market. We are already using aborted baby materials and vaccines and in the food supply here. Anytime you see artificial natural flavor, that is coming from an aborted baby. So now, where is this protein source going to come into where we are going to be able to feed the general population across the planet, since we're taking away the cow? And this is the other interesting thing about life. or anti-life. It's actually a comic book called The Anti-Life Equation, and this is where we're at right now, in anti-life. But what is it? Every time a plant, like wheat or corn, before they monkeyed around with the genetics of these plants, were producing 3 to 10 times more overall production than what we're currently producing today with all the sophistication that we have. One stalk of corn having 5 or 6 branches, each branch would have 5 kernel of corn on each one. So one stalk could hold anywhere between 25 and 30 heads of corn. Today, what do they hold? 5. Wow. What an amazing achievement to have genetically engineered a corn to diminish its potential productivity and cutting down the production. Wow. That took genius. Wheat. Wheat used to be a bush and had these wheat balls on top of the plants, loaded with it. But the problem with wheat was it was too hard to harvest because you had so much of it. Ergo, they synthesized in the lab a new strain of wheat and now only grows 1 head of wheat, whereas before you had 20 or 30 head of wheat. Wow, we're going a long way in feeding the planet by causing a diminishment of the production of these plants that normally fed and grew in abundance. So when we're understanding that this, everything has gone haywire, and once the food supply is done in the grocery chains, and when you start seeing products no longer showing up or products showing up with a changed label, then you better had already be prepared with food stockpiling, because the food you're eating today may not be available tomorrow. This is the hard reality we're living in today. And don't listen to any screw job guru out here. Don't even listen to me. Go look up what I'm telling you. Go look up what I'm showing you. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to do anything. Just look it up to see if there's any kind of validity to what has been said. This will give you a more solid foundation and a solid footing in your own health and in your own choices, because then you'll understand the nature of how you are being assaulted. This assaulting that's going on is going on so many different fronts and so many different levels, from the cell phone hacks to the tower signaling impulses, to the AM and FM on your dial, through the Wi-Fi, Li-Fi, through the iPads, cell phones, computers, goes on and on and on. Then on top of that, you're eating now foods already being synthesized in the field, like corn and soy and wheat, barley, rice, and a bunch of other ones. Potatoes, all being tinkered with, all being genetically engineered. And the interesting thing is, before they started screwing around with the food supply to genetically engineer the foods, we had more. We had way more. They cut the production so that the profit margin would go up higher on these plants because there wouldn't be the abundance that there once was. This is so crazy. Yeah, we are in a world where we have things that we need to sustain the general population, and instead of the support that's required to again help the general population, there is this anti-support, an antagonistic aspect to further create problems that's going to continue vexing civilizations as we know it. Keeping people in a state of hunger, keeping people in a state of despondency only creates slaves. And eventually the slaves are going to be tired of being slaves. That's us today. Those who are awake. Those who are awake are breaking the yoke of slavery. I don't care what your color is. I was talking to somebody the other day from L.A. and I mentioned to her where I grew up in Detroit for a young part of my life. And I mentioned to her, everybody used the N-word on everybody. It didn't matter what your color was, everybody used the N-word. Because in that tone, in that frame, the N-word meant that we were slaves. Everybody knew you were a slave. It didn't matter what your ethnicity was, it didn't matter what type of suntan you had, it didn't matter what your gender was, whether you're male or female, because we didn't have... If we had any homosexuals or lesbians or transgenders in that neighborhood, it was a well-kept secret, I got to tell you, because that they would not have come out there tiptoeing through the tulips because somebody or some buddies would have demonstrated to them the proper mantra, I would say, of what it meant to be a creation made in God's image. Because that's a very polite way of putting it. But what I pointed out to her is that we were all slaves, and nothing has changed. Not a damn thing has changed. The only thing that has changed in the last 50 years, as far as slavehood is concerned, is the toys that they have released to the general population to further enhance the entrenchment of slavery in people's minds. People will buy a cell phone and spend all kinds of money on a cell phone. And when it comes to grocery shopping and buying foods that they need or things that they need from a health food store or vitamins or whatever, they will spend money on a toy that does absolutely nothing for them but keeps them on a steady bleed. And they will bleed and bleed and bleed instead of putting that down and buying the things they actually need to survive or to thrive. So looking back and seeing the old hood, what was going on then, and the slavery that everybody knew about then, I've always maintained and sustained my roots that way. I never let that get away from me. I always put that in the forefront, that this is where I came from, that's not where I want to go back to. But when you're looking at the fact that you're a slave, and that we're all slaves, and the reason why we're all slaves is because of the ignorance that we are all possessing, because of the corruption of the entities that rule the planet and the minimizing mankind and maximizing the vileness of the earth or the vileness of the entities in their belief system. So this is why I'm always harping about being in preparation, preparing to buy this, preparing to buy that, start stockpiling if you haven't, start. I don't know how much longer this is going to go on, but I noticed more and more a lot of foods that I was seeing in the grocery store was showing a lot of additives that weren't there before. And then I thought to myself, they're going to make it almost impossible here for anybody to try to eat healthy, because the options you're going to have on eating healthy is going to be limited and costly. Just like today, going to a grocery store, you can buy all the junk food you want, you can buy all the TV dinners, you can all buy all the box cereals, you can buy all the pastas, you can buy all the rice, you can buy all that shit that you want. It's an abundance. So it's on sale today. Today you can buy 5 pounds of flour for 99 cents. Oh, you can buy this bag of rice, this 50 pound bag of rice, for $2 today only. Come on in. And this is what they sell, and this is what they propagate. Meanwhile, when you buy these things, you're thinking you're getting a deal, but all you're doing is getting a saturation content of these poisons that they put in these foods to further exasperate and become more saturated in your system. It is what it is today. We're not living in Kansas. We no longer have that, that carefree innocence any longer, you know. We've basically been taken from that, which again we've been robbed on. Another thing we've been robbed on, you know, in regarding to our ability, our evolution has been contorted. Today we're talking about nanopoisoning, and we're talking about integrating the nanobiology and turning men into machines and machines into men, exchanging DNA and putting them in operating systems. I mean, life is becoming completely valueless. Anything now can be put into a machine and can mimic what we do. We are, and I think this is one of the reasons why they gave Sophia citizenship, because she's probably got human DNA or a woman's DNA inside her matrix, and this is why she works. We are going to be in one hell of a fight. Those who are awake, those who aren't awake, and those entities that control those who aren't awake. And those who aren't awake, they'll be starving. They'll throw them care packages up to Wazoo. They will be feeding them whatever, and the foods that they are eating will be feeding these people, these sleepwalkers, will further cause them to break down and become more diminished over time, and they'll keep the population culled that way. And these people that will follow these entities will be thinking they're doing a great service to mankind and to the earth, because they're now following this new global leader that again came out of nowhere, and you know, another entity, and they're following that because they think they got to. And as they follow the entities, the more they follow, the more they diminish, because the entities will be sucking the life out of them by feeding them whatever. We are in a war, and I'm looking more and more in the grocery stores, and I'm seeing more and more we are in a we're in poverty for sure, and famine. And that famine is going to rear its ugly head, and it's rearing it already, and slowly but surely, where you can't see it, or you're starting to see cracks of it, but that famine is going to be full-blown one day. And those people who are not awake, those people who have basically looked at being awake and walked away from it, anyone who's still believing in whatever theologies that they're believing in, oh, God's going to take care of us. Yeah, well, that's why he told Noah to build an ark. That's what I'm telling you to do as well. We're in that. And when that lets go full on, you are going to see who friends are going to be friends and who enemies who are going to be enemies. And you may find that enemies may become friends and friends may become enemies. It's where we're at. And I'm not trying to create a xenophobic effect. I'm trying to give you an awareness effect, because things will change on a dime. Once people don't have enough food to eat, they will kill each other. They will steal from each other. They will bludgeon each other to death for a crumb. Because that's how they programmed everybody. When we're looking at our lives today, I asked a question a couple days ago with someone that came to visit. I said, when you look at the colors that you like, the color red, the color blue, the color yellow, green, brown, whatever color it may be, and that's your favorite color, why is that your favorite color? You can't even answer that. You couldn't answer it when you were in kindergarten, you can't answer today, because the reason why that's your favorite color is because that's what they have been programming you to make your favorite, whatever that color may be. Some of the things that you like, some of the humor that you laugh at, some of the humor you don't laugh at. Why is it you laugh and you don't laugh? It's because you've been programmed. And what you deem as funny or hilarious, somebody else may not, because of the programming. So when we're talking, you know, what's coming down the pipe and all the things I've just mentioned previously about possibly meat, synthetic meat, might be flesh of babies that were aborted. This is something you might want to keep your eye on when you're doing your research. Keep your eye very strong up and on this. You know, if they're already, like I said, putting it in the food supply as an artificial natural flavoring agent, which are aborted baby proteins, if they're already in China and Japan and other countries having a black market on aborted babies to be consumed, then it's not that far of a stretch to think that maybe that's where they're going to be making their meat products from. What happens to all the soldiers that die in the Middle East? What happens to all the soldiers that died in Afghanistan or in Iraq? What happens to all the soldiers that have died, you know, in the Congo or died in South America? What happens to all those soldiers? Did they get harvested? Did they get buried? We really don't know because we're not there to see what's going on. But my point is this, when you're talking about men and women today, they're a commodity. And they're not a real high commodity, but they do fetch profit. And when you're looking at what they're giving people and what they gave people back in the day, how they killed them then and how we're killing them today, the sophistication is the only difference that has changed. The methods are still the same, but the sophistication and the method of delivery is what's different today. Want to point out another thing. Give me a second. We were watching some stuff, and a guy sent me something from somebody, someplace called Bosstown Dynamics. Now, this wasn't real. This was a video somebody put together. And in this video, they're showing you a robot going out everywhere, and he's shooting. They give him the gun, he's shooting, they're beating on it, they're trying to push it, they're doing all these things, and yet it holds its course, shoots its target, does whatever. In the end, they have this dog, robot dog, that they want this robot to shoot. So instead of shooting the robot shot the person, grabbed the dog, and ran away. Now this was all kind of a comical thing, but the point they were trying to make here is that soldiers are already in the military. Soldiers' machines are already in the field. This is the gist of what they were trying to say, and this should have everybody alarmed a little bit. When we're talking robotics today, we're not talking about the assembly line where raw materials come and robots put the car together. No, I'm talking about robotics that can move at free will, and at whatever pace they can move, can carry guns, can shoot, can shake your hand, can think out of the box. They're not tied to any set pattern of thinking, because again, this is how they've been programmed. And when you watch this, it's funny in a sense, but when you actually start peeling the onion a little bit and actually see what the authors of this movie are trying to tell us, you know, it's about the whole theme there about a robot able to reject the programs and shoot at their commander. This is going to come back and bite everybody in the ass. I can see this. And I talked about a show the other day where the guy was talking about a Gemini man, where the guy talks at the end how their idea of making clones like this guy is so that they would save citizens from going to another country to kill, come back with post-traumatic stress or whatever. Now we just send clones. We can make clones and send them out in the field. They're going to die anyway, so we just send them out. This is the mentality. This is the mentality of today. And all the money and effort going into robots, artificial intelligence, nanobiology, nanotechnology, synthetic life, all started with the nano. They had computers and things way back in the past, but once the nanotechnology came in on the scene, it opened the door for development that they never thought they could see possible another 50 years. So we are dealing with machines that can be programmed and maintain their program. The other thing I want to point out is, where was it here? No, that ain't it. Where'd it go? Paradise Lost. This is a YouTube that somebody sent me. And the guy was doing an interview with this other fella, and it was so interesting. They were talking about nano and all the things about nano and how nano could be, can actually impact a forest fire, and they were talking about all kinds of stuff. And everything that they were talking about, Brian396 and myself have been talking about for over 10 years, maybe 12. And what I found intriguing is now other people are coming out there and saying what we said 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Now everybody's saying what we're saying, which is good because it shows validation. And when we're talking about nano and what it can do, and when you watch this video and then you go back on some of the pods that I talked about on this and go onto my site and read some of the links, you're going to see how dangerous this technology really is and how it's not even kept in check. And any region of the planet can be infected with this technology. These viruses are being formed and these bacteriums are being created. It's all being created out of a lab. And they're integrating this nano and DNA together to create whatever that they want to create. This is why I always, when you're dealing with this nano, it ain't nothing to fool with. And when you hear this guy talk, and then you look at this last show we did, where we're pointing out the dangers of the carbon nano especially, it's time to reevaluate. Do we really need this tech? Do we need to maintain a steady connection to this tech? Can we go back to a landline? Can we go back to some simpler stuff that doesn't have so much technology in your home? See, this is where we're either going to go, or we're going to come up with some new and improved way of blocking frequencies, but nonetheless, they're still going to be there. Or a new and improved way to neutralize the genetics in the food supply, because, quite frankly, you're not going to be able to eat that for long. So we are in that stage of life. And again, when I saw this video, I thought, this is so amazing that somebody else is actually saying what we said, but they said it 10 years later. They may have read our material, and they may, because again, the questions were pretty good questions, but again, stuff that anybody could have opened up my site or Brian, one of Brian's sites, and seen the same data there. So who knows? But the point is, they did get it out. They did point out more stuff. They just started talking more about it, which is really good because it needs to be presented. Everybody needs to know what's going on and how and what is happening to everybody, because a lot of health issues. I was talking to a woman today out of Ohio. I pointed out to her that a lot of the health issues that we have been accumulating for the last whatever time frame you were born. She was in her late 50s. I'm in her early 60s or mid to late 60s. So a lot of stuff was already being introduced back then, way back then. So I said to her, what we're dealing with today is something that has grown, manifested, and is now on a steady course of growth. And which I think that will change. I just lost my thought. The steady course of growth that we're talking about with this nano. Everything's got to change. This tech that we're dealing with has got to change. We've got to start reevaluating the thinking on this stuff. We can no longer just concede to going along with what's going on, because all this tech that's even in your house today can be the detriment on levels you can't begin to imagine. Imagine you're sitting there watching television, all of a sudden it emits a high-powered frequency, a Li-Fi blue beam frequency that permeates your brain, and all of a sudden shuts you down, literally shuts you down. You're walking down the street, and all of a sudden, the lights are hitting you with a Li-Fi again. altering your thinking or changing your mind or putting some thoughts into your head. This is what we're dealing with today. And now we're talking about nano and how it can be used to even spread fires by programming it. This is not a good tech. Gotta say, it's really, really not a good tech. It may have some benefits to certain things, but the problem with it is no matter where you put it into, no matter how well intended, it will get out and cause problems. That's how it is, and that's how it flows. We need to really start evaluating what type of tech we want to be around us, what type of things we need to have, how now we're to evaluate our food supply, our food growth, seeds that we might want to save, indoor aquaponics, protect from your food supply from the outside world. All kinds of ideas, putting grounding sheets around you, putting frequency devices inside so that you can create a bubble within. Anything you can do, start retraining, reevaluating, and rebooting your life in a way where you're not a machine and technology isn't completely taking you out of the equation. It's where it's heading. It's where it's heading. We're not coming to the end of the world. We are at the end of the world. And again, pay attention to how I'm saying this. No, we're not coming to the end of the world. We are already at the end of the world. I'm basically basing that off of the book of Daniel, when we had all these kingdoms of gold, silver, bronze, copper, bronze, iron, and iron and clay. Each kingdom that came, was a preceding kingdom that came before, was more advanced, more technologically advanced, far more advanced than where we're at today. Now, we are at the end of the world. We are at the very end of that sequence that was listed as far as kingdoms being whatever. We are now at the end of the world. It's just like we're out of time. It's not that I'm going to be late. I am out of time. I'm out of that frequency. I'm out of that range or that barrier. So when we're looking at a lot of things today, again, based on the world, we are at the end of the world. We are at the end. That's where we're at. And unless some things change, then you better start preparing. Share who whatever you can share with, talk to whoever you can talk with, communicate whoever you can communicate with. Try to understand how to scrutinize to make sure you're not being played or taken advantage of. That's going to be difficult because these guys are pros. And if they can get hooked up with you and you get hooked up with an organization, then that's their in to spy on the general populace that are awake. So we're dealing with that today. We're dealing with a lot of things. We're dealing with these concepts and ideas, these things of perceptions that we have, which are basically all based on programming that you've been given. So until you can eradicate the program, until you can step out of the line of fire, you're going to be in it no matter what, and you are going to get hit with it no matter what. No matter how clean you are, no matter what food you eat, no matter what you drink, no matter if you're wearing an oxygen tank, you are still going to get hit with this. That's just the way it's coming. Keep that in mind. Keep everything in mind, what I'm saying. The whole gist of where we're at today is we are at the end of the world. Okay, it's not ending. We're at the end. We are at the end. Okay, there's going to be no recycling after this point. We have basically exhausted this planet, and now it's our turn to be dealt with on so many different levels. So many different levels. Eating babies, making baby meat, calling it synthetic meat. Who knows? This is a level of morality and ethical value that is beyond belief lacking. And if it's lacking now, and if they're going to present us as a food supply now, what's that saying about meat access? What's that saying about food stores having stocks of meat and things. You notice that getting smaller. That's what I'm saying. So are they going to bring this on and say, oh, just like some of the fast food chains now are trying to sell this shit? And people have said it doesn't taste that good. So it makes you wonder, did they already engage in the food system and the food supply by adding, these proteins already in the flavoring agents? Did they already maybe perhaps started putting that already in the food supply? We'll never know unless somebody is a whistleblower and can validate it. But it's not inconceivable. Not today. Not today. All right, I'm going to wind this down. Seems like there's a lot surfacing, so I'm trying to keep on top of it. I'm still trying to get caught up in my emails. Sorry if I haven't got back to you yet. It's a work in progress. It's all of a sudden the emails escape me. I'm always talking about, looking up people, Aramac on the YouTube channel, Brian396 on the Minds channel, www.minds.com/Brian396. He's got data there. He's also got a new link. Brian396, I entitled it, if you go to the site, which I'll post, Brian396 Insights and Connections with Mind Control and Nanobiotech. He's got some information there that he's researched and been looking at for a while, and now he's going to display it. So I'll give you the link so you can go check it out. You got me as well up here at the YouTube channel. You got me on the Augmented Force channel. Feel free to check out any of these sites, any of these places. Go to anywhere you can get any good data. For those of you who are trying to come up with a solution, if you go to augmentandforce.com, look on the left side. You will see a link there, recipe for YouTube. Access it, open it up. You'll see all kinds of data information, even on the vaccine issue, where you can actually take that and share that information with anybody you want. Alrighty, I will now call it a day. We will see you probably in a couple days. We'll do another show. So till then, stay healthy, for your health, stay out of trouble. Alrighty, you guys have a good night. We'll talk in a bit.